What kinds of tools would a rancher use?
Well, he'd have a lot of fence building tools. Pliers and post hole diggers. Fence pliers, which are kind of a combination hammer and wire cutter and staple puller, all kind of built into one.
Staple puller.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, you drive around town in
your car, your pickup, your...
So if somebody was talking about their truck, what kind of vehicle would that be?
Probably a pickup.
Mm-hmm. Can a sports utility vehicle be a truck?
Well, usually nowadays people refer to it as an SUV.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But I've heard, like, my mom say that she feels like we had a Bronco.
Yeah.
And she always felt like the Bronco was a truck.
Yeah, well, it is. It's related. It's basically built on with a lot of the parts and all of the truck.
Yeah, I think so. It drove like it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever hunt?
When I was a teenager, I did. I haven't hunted. Mm-hmm. Well, I did hunt a couple of times as an adult, but I was never active.
What kinds of guns did you use?
Well, I had, with all this business, all this excitement people have today about guns, I was on the, I grew up with guns, and I was on the high school rifle team. I earned my letter, my E-letter sweater on the rifle team, and we had a shed, a rifle range right there at the high school, and the high school furnished guns, but you could also use your own gun, and
mm-hmm.
I had a target, 22 target rifle of my own that I preferred to use, so I would Monday morning I'd go to school with my gun over my shoulder.
Oh my gosh!
And I might hang it in the cloakroom if I didn't have time before class, or if the armory was locked where I could deposit the gun.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to take it to class with me until I could get into the armory to store it. Then Friday, I would after we that was usually like the PE session. And then I'd take the gun with me to maybe to the last class or something on the and walk home with it. You know, nobody
mm-hmm.
thought of, but can you imagine that today?
No. What do you think the difference is between today and yesterday? I mean, what's...
Well, it's all attitude. It's all how people feel and think. And, all this, I think the kids and this, all this TV and all these wild movies and too much time and money,
mm-hmm.
they get all these crazy ideas that
mm-hmm.
never occurred to us. And on weekends, we'd go out rabbit shooting and target shooting all of us.
Did anybody ever get shot accidentally?
yeah. We were painting. We used to go paint the E up on the mountain every
mm-hmm.
fall. Before the big football game, which was the Austin El Paso game, and some of the guys would step there all night because the guys from Austin might come over and mess the place up, and then you took cans and put some kerosene and rag in them, and you made torches, and you lighted that the E would be lit at night.
Oh,